The Immortal Life of Pew Pew, written by Bianca Gubalke, narrated by Bianca Gubalke. Chapter 1. Anatta's Choice. Time. Through the hazy whiteness, a soft bell rang. The unmistakable sign. I'm ready.
Ready for the final review?
Yes. I've made up my mind. My time to return to Earth has come.
As she spoke, her graceful shape emerged from the iridescence of space. This is a significant decision. The silhouette of a tall, dignified man appeared within the pure and formless light. His melodious voice naturally commanded attention. How well did you prepare?
I reviewed a number of life scenarios and selected the one I found most suitable for my advancement.
How do you feel about the hidden parts within the blueprint? The sections deliberately left out for your own interpretation and improvisation.
Oh, those I like most, she laughed like a fresh breeze. Her dark eyes sparkled with unrestrained zest. Any open endings and unknown challenges arising will be dealt with on the fly. In fact, I'm looking forward to them. As long as I can operate freely, I'll never...
She stopped herself abruptly. Yes? He asked, gently. She remained silent. But this was a realm without secrets, and they both knew she was touching the deeper purpose of her role, her major challenge. He smiled. An aura of peace and wisdom emanated from him, indicating his status as the elder. She was smart, passionate, and courageous, but also very young. So far, she had always chosen to be the natural heroine, had picked strong, independent characters with love and luck on their side, winners. Now, however, she had decided to play the opposite role. Was she really aware what that meant?
There has to be balance.
She met his caring eyes, in which she saw her own reflection.
For the sake of wholeness, she added, I have to see, feel, to experience the other side.
He did not move, observing the irregular bursts of energy pulsing through her.
To transcend it, she whispered, I need to know.
Her whole body was glowing. I understand, he responded. But most importantly, you need to know who you are. He looked at her intently. Do you, Anatta?
I should think so,
she wanted to reply in her vivacious way, but then hesitated under his mesmerizing gaze. Had she really understood what he meant? She could no longer concentrate. Her eyelids fluttered uncontrollably, and her heart started to race. Suddenly, a bolt of energy shot into her crown chakra and flooded her entire being, illuminating it from within. It lasted only a few moments, then it left, whirling her long dark hair and translucent garments around her like filaments in space.
Shaken, she drew a deep breath and released it slowly, centering herself.
My physical appearance could seem ridiculous, if not tragic, to some.
It is perfect for me, perfect for how I want to manifest, for what I want to embody. Experience, and ultimately express. I am ready.
She bowed her head with respect. A few moments passed in silence. He saw she was still trembling, but when she lifted her eyes, he observed an expanded awareness, strength, and resolve. She would certainly need all that for what was in store for her. However, he also saw her potential for growth was amazing. Oh, yes. He could rely on her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?